Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday, 20 out there. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Tonight, why is China spending tens of billions of dollars building up Africa's infrastructure? We will find out. Also, David Horowitz will be here. He's going after sanctuary campuses. We'll find out how that's going. But first, the state today letting Flint officials know that as of the end of this month, they will stop picking up the tab for the city's drinking water and they will end water credits for customers. Let's find out what Melissa Mays thinks about that. Melissa is a Flint resident and founder of the group What Are You Fighting For? Melissa, thank you for joining us on WILS. And I think she's there. If not, let's try to... there she goes. There's that magic sound. Yeah, give her another call, Solomon. So what happened was the state basically sent an email to Flint officials. They let them know that, quote, a senior advisor to Governor Rick Snyder, he sent Flint's interim chief financial officer, David Sabuto, a letter to inform him that the credits currently being applied to the water portion of the Flint utility customer accounts will no longer be provided. That really is quite significant for commercial accounts. The state has been paying 20% of the water bills, and for residential accounts, it's 65%. And so far, the state has paid over $40 million in water relief credits for Flint customers. The main reason this even happened, just voicemail. Well, give her another shot, and if that's not happening, try Richard, and then we'll try to get her back on. I do want to get her thoughts on this. I mean, if we're going to talk about this, we got to hear from Melissa. I mean, she's been here many times, very vocal about these issues, and has been one of the key proponents of confronting what happened to the Flint water system. She herself and her family have been directly affected. But what happened was the last water test that was done on Flint water found that the levels were below action levels for lead and copper rules. And that basically has now led the state to say, look, the water is at a point where it's okay, and it's time for us to stop paying for it. I should note that Jim Ananick, who's the state Senate minority leader, he came out. He's very disappointed with the state's decision. He called it, quote, dumb and dangerous. And he added that, quote, it's unfortunate for a number of reasons. You're giving people such little notice. And barely, the water, he said, is, quote, barely below the threshold. Yeah, definitely not significant amounts of notice there. Yeah, let's see if we can get Richard on. So, yeah, if we can get Melissa on to get her reaction. I mean, that's the news, basically. The news is that the state's done paying. Initially, I should say that the state is not going to be paying for the Flint connection to the Great Lakes Water Authority. They were providing funds for that, which amounted to about $1.2 million a month, and they will no longer be doing that. Well, tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about Kellyanne Conway. Right now, you've got critics saying that she's violated ethics rules, and they want her pursued on that. Hopefully we'll get to that later. Also, Donald Trump's trade policies, getting all kinds of concerning thoughts. But we'll get to all that. Melissa Mays is with us now, Flint resident Melissa Mays. Melissa, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now the state's been paying, 65% of residential accounts for the water, providing credit for that. They're going to stop doing that. What is the impact going to be over there?
It's going to be huge because of the fact that, again, we still pay the highest rates in the United States for water, period. And the 65% credit, it wasn't enough because we're demanding a full refund for paying for poison water, period. And the fact that our water bills never stopped, nor did they really decrease, is a huge, huge hit to families. And that 65% helped quite a bit, especially with people like me that are for some reason getting charged for 20-some thousand gallons of water every month that I'm not using. So we're having problems with the billing anyway. So the 65% credit made it palatable a little bit, but taking that away is a huge slap in the face to, you know, Flint resident victims who have already gone through enough.
What do you mean you're getting charged for water you're not using? How's that happening?
We aren't sure, and they can't figure it out downtown. We all, of course, what we say amongst ourselves is they're jacking up the bills to cover up the 65% that they're getting the credit for. But whether that's true or not, we don't know. But I do know a lady who's been gone. She got throat cancer, and she came back to a 50-unit water bill. And this thing was like $1,000. It was ridiculous. It was a huge astronomical amount. She lives alone. Nobody was in her home while she was off getting her cancer treatment. So the bills are a mess, and they admitted that, but they're not correcting them. Like, I've taken my water bill in numerous times, and they're just like, well, you must have a leak. I think we would notice a, 10,000-gallon leak.
But is that not an issue for the utility? How is the state supposed to deal with that?
That I'm not sure. But again, there's only a certain amount that they allotted for the 65% credit. And of course, since our bills are so high, that it went through really fast.
Yeah. Let me ask you, too, because part of the reason for this decision, from what we understand, is the last test of the water showed it was below action levels for lead and copper. So the water is now in a drinkable state, even though they say you should still use filters there.
It is absolutely not safe to drink whatsoever. What they did was the action level is at 15 parts per billion for lead. And so that basically means when it's 15 parts per billion, your utility needs to fix it. There's a corrosion problem, which we know. Their action, the 90th percentile right now was 12 parts per billion. The only level that is safe is zero. Mm-hmm. So their 90th percentile came back 12. But the problem is that they're talking about testing when it's cold, and all contaminants are lower when it's colder. And they are not in compliance with the lead and copper rule, because that means you have to minimize lead at all taps in the city, which they haven't even tested anything but a third of the homes. You have to minimize lead at taps at all the city, and it has to be like down to zero, down to nothing. So, and it has to be for two sampling periods, which is a year, and they have not done that.
So what does that mean? I mean, how long would you anticipate, or would you want the state to continue providing these credits?
Well, we want a refund. The credits, I mean, that's something, but a refund, because it's still, they haven't even gone back to 2014. They just started doing the credits last year, and we're in year three of this crisis. So, I mean, it's kind of too little and definitely too late. They still have not addressed the fact that we paid for poison water for 2 years before they did anything.
You want a refund from the utility or from the state or from who?
No, well, for whoever wants to take responsibility for it, since this is the state's state-caused problem. I mean, they're the ones that switched our water, and they're the ones that denied the corrosion control. I think the state should have to pay. I think this should be part of their responsibility.
Yeah. How likely do you think that is to happen?
It hasn't yet, so we're seeing them dodge a lot of responsibility with water delivery and everything. I mean, again, we won that case November 10th of last year, and they still have not taken up to deliver water to the most vulnerable. And the 211 system they have cannot handle the load of people that need their water delivered. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's our next worry. Will they cut off the credits? What are they cutting off the bottled water? Because currently, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I have pneumonia and a double ear infection caused by the bacteria we found in my shower. So I have to see an infectious diseases doctor. I've been sick for 3 weeks. They still are not talking about bacteria. They're only talking about lead and copper because in their mind it's manageable. But all the other contaminants and everything that's making people sick right now, they're not talking about it, even though they just came out and said possibly another 177 people died from Legionnaires. They need to investigate. So that's like 200 people that have died from bacteria in the water that they aren't even looking at right now.
Is there a point where you feel like you're starting to lose ground on this issue?
We've always felt like that, and we knew this was going to be an uphill battle. We just kind of thought that human decency would kick in, and once they realized, yes, you are at fault for this, and yes, people have died because of what you've done, and people's lives are changed forever, that they would just do the right thing. But then we look at our current, administration, and we realize, well, that's not going to happen. There is no human decency with this, and the Flint residents deserve better, and it's not right that we should continue to suffer like this, and they're going to keep doing this unless we fight back. And I'm actually at a community meeting right now where we're planning actions against the state and what they're doing, starting with the bills.
What about all the money allocated in the state budget to Flint directly? How is that not being used to help you right now?
Well, they say that there's been a lot of money for bottled water and a lot of money to help the expanded health care, which still isn't even covering adults and seniors. And they're saying that all this money's been allotted, but we're like, where is it at? Aside from the $25 million you've set forth for infrastructure, which you've only set $5 million of, Where's the rest of it? And that's all we want. We want our pipes replaced, and we want them to provide us with Medicare for all for the rest of our lives, so we don't have to worry about paying bills for things like bacterial pneumonia and you know, high blood pressure, strokes, things that are linked to all these metals poisoning, things that we're going to face down the road.
Other than the state officials, how are people feeling about your mayor and local officials, how they've been reacting? Are you guys happy with their response?
We are and we aren't. We always feel like she's not fighting and tough enough, but we also know she has to work with this administration. So she's put between a rock and a hard place. She can't go up there and scream in his face like we all want to. She has to work with him. But again, most of us want her to relay our message to him and saying, this is not good enough. This isn't right. I think today is day 1,021 since we've had clean water. It's gone on for far too long, and that needs to change.
Okay. In terms of the actual bills now, what are you going to be doing once the credit goes away on your water bill?
Well, another thing is they sent shutoff notices. So I lost my credit last month because I didn't pay my bill because I don't think I should have to pay for poison. And now I got another several hundred dollars tacked on for this past month of water that I'm not using. So again, I'm still fighting what my bill is, and so are so many others. But we're standing up saying, no, we should not have to pay this. Our water is still not safe. It's still making us sick.
Flint resident Melissa Mays, founder of What Are You Fighting For? Find her at whatareyoufightingfor.com. Melissa, thank you very much.
Thank you again.